Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 62.
Wolf, what are
they? Bear Podcast.
I'm going to wear black spandex.
Okay, here are bears and cubs.
Either way, you're going to be gay.
With so many topics that we cover today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about, you know, iTunes.
You like balls, is what you're saying.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is ex-Cali Bear calling.
But all fun, you know, all fun, no pressure.
To go critical, man.
Another bears, cocktails, food, and free for anyone outside the greater Houston area.
Hello there, guys. This is the Nard.
And this is Princess Angelina Contessa Luisa Francesca Banana Fanta Bobesca III.
Oh, my God. Where did you get that?
Just kidding. This is ex-Cali Bear.
That's a very long name.
Well, I did that because I'm a little bit excited. I just found out that two of my favorite shows that I grew up watching while I was in college is being released to DVD next month.
Oh, okay.
Anybody who gets that reference that I just threw out, that was from Animaniacs. And I found out that Steven Spielberg's Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain, the first seasons, are finally getting issued onto DVD next month.
I see.
So I've just been an excited little fanboy about that. So.
Well, let me see. What did we have for this episode? Well, we're going to talk about last weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk about stuff that we did last weekend. Maynard's probably got a more interesting story than me, so.
We'll see. Some movies and what is it about the bear community becoming trendy?
Yeah, there's been some talk about the possibility of the bear community becoming trendy, so we're going to discuss about that.
Okay, and of course, what do you have to say, Roy?
Of course, Wolf, what a bear, and I have a surprise announcement.
That's it. Wow, this is going to be exciting.
I'm not going to tell you guys yet. You have to tune in for it.
That's right. Okay, and a few more, and voicemails, and some emails, and shout-outs. Oh. Stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. All right, so tell me, what happened to you last weekend?
Well, I did what Excalibur usually does when he's bored and really has nothing to do. I went to the movies.
Okay.
I actually went to go see a movie for the second time. I went to go see Silent Hill. The first time that I went to go see Silent Hill, I kind of panned it a little bit because even though it was visually amazing, I didn't get what the hell was going on. Mm-hmm. I had some friends that loved the movie actually explain to me what was going on, and after hearing the explanation, it was enough to make me want to give the movie a second chance. So I did. And now that I understand what's going on, it's an amazing film. I'm not going to really go into details about the movie because this is a movie that needs to be discovered. I will say that artistically, it's a beautiful film, which is kind of odd to say about a horror film being beautiful, especially since this movie is very grotesque, has a lot of disturbing images that have never been seen before in a horror film or in any film, period. Movie has an unusual mixture of light colors. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of usage of gray and white in this movie, which is unusual. And plus, also, it's an epic horror film. It's like over 2 hours long. From what I understand, the original cut of this movie is 3.5 hours. So
it's based on a game.
It's based actually on both Silent Hill 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. So anybody who is fans of the Silent Hill games and are really like fanboys of the Silent Hill games, there's a lot of inside references to the video game, to both video games in the movie. So it's enough to where I would highly recommend it. This is actually a movie that has to be seen on the big screen because it is visually stunning. It will probably look beautiful on a digital transfer on DVD. However, because of the grand epic scale that Silent Hill has and the artistic direction of the film, there's just some stuff that's done in that movie that needs to be seen on the big screen. And it is disturbing. So if you get disturbed easily, then you may want to have you may want to second guess. Yeah. About going to see it, because it is disturbing. It really is disturbing. It is. There's some nightmarish images.
I'm supposed to watch that this week, but it's been very hectic. And mm-hmm. I want to watch it probably next week when I get the chance.
Mm-hmm. Do you scare easily?
Me, not really. Sometimes.
Okay.
But when it's shocking, you know, when the music or the audio would be loud,
well, the movie,
and then bam, and do that to you, you know, it sometimes shocks me, but later on I'm okay.
The movie doesn't do that. It's more psychological.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, this is more psychological horror. Even though there's a lot of grotesque, gross images, it's psychological stuff. And you should be fine then.
All right, that's cool.
But after Silent Hill was over, I did something naughty.
What did you do?
I theater hopped.
Oh, I thought you jerked off in the theater. Okay, you theater hopped.
No, that was a different theater.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I theater hopped. And the only reason why I theater hopped was, one, the movie that I theater hopped into was right next door, and it was going to start in 2 minutes. I looked around, and if there's anybody actually out there, which I seriously doubt, but I'm going to make this announcement anyway, if there's any listeners out there that live in Richmond, California, and work for Century Theaters Hilltop, your staff and your security royally sucks, because this was at a peak time that I went to go see this movie. It was opening day for movies, Friday. There was no security around. There was no management. There was no employees. There wasn't even somebody sweeping the floor or nothing. Nobody to keep an eye on the exits to make sure people were not sneaking in or anything. It was pathetic. So I went, you know what? I can't pass this opportunity up. So I theater hopped.
Okay. So you're saying your way of protesting is to theater hop, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
Nice solution there.
Yeah. Well, besides, movies are expensive enough anyway, and you don't know what's going to be a turkey and what's going to be good, you know? $6 for a matinee is a lot still, you know, even though it's cheaper than what the normal price is. Still, $6, damn.
There's this friend of mine who would, you know, who would watch... He's what do you call this? He would like to use his discounts, and I think he's senior. I think senior discount,
oh,
and
God.
he would go for a matinee, and then ask for a senior discount, and then theater hop.
I know somebody actually, and I'm not going to reveal their names, but when the person who's listening knows who he is. He actually buys his tickets on Fandango.com, and he always pays for the senior citizen ticket when he's actually only in his 30s.
Okay.
And he somehow gets away with it, so...
Yeah, well...
Anyway, the movie that I theater hopped into was a movie that I originally did not have a desire to see, but, like I said, because the opportunity arose, I went, what the hell? And this was a movie, actually, that you told me that you saw this weekend also. It was United 93.
Yeah, when I saw United 93, I saw that when last Sunday, and Mike and I went to the theater and we watched United 93. We were picking the things that we want to watch, and yeah, we picked United 93. And when we were watching it, it was so realistic. I mean, the way they talk to each other, they talk to their families on the phone. You know, it's. And they even used the some of the people who were in the actual event, in the actual incident. So it's very realistic.
Yeah, the thing that, I mean, it's a hard film to sit through, and it's also a hard movie to recommend. You know, that's like, you know, sitting there, you know, telling somebody that they have to watch the video of their best friend being murdered. You know, this is a movie that's not going to be for everybody, because I understand that there's a lot of people out there who are not ready to see a movie by 9/11. So because of that aspect, I can't say, you need to go see 1993. You know,
yeah,
I can't
I understand. Well, I was in sort of a shock when I was watching it, because, you know, since it was very realistic, and the way they talked and the way they did theorize that, you know, they tried to fight the terrorist on the plane and stuff like that, and it's just mind-numbing. It's just really...
The actions that happened in the passenger cabin, of course, is all speculation.
Well, yeah,
there's no, you know, security cameras. The thing, though, that was kind of eerie with the movie was that the cell phone conversations that happened from people calling their family members, and then conversations that were actually on the black box, were duplicated word for word in this movie, and that must have been hard for the actors.
Oh, yeah,
you know, sitting there knowing that, you know, these people actually said these lines. It's only been 5 years since 9/11, so, you know, the wounds are still fresh.
Yeah.
So it must have been hard for them.
When you were in the theater going out, how did the audience react?
I mean, there was tears in the eyes, but it wasn't like a depression that set into the audience like Schindler's List or The Passion of the Christ had. it was like attending a memorial for a family member. And that was one of the main things that I applauded the filmmakers for doing with this movie. Was, yeah, it was a serious subject matter, and it was painstakingly detailed, and it was hard to sit through, but at the same time, they treated it as a memorial and a tribute to these people who uprose against the terrorists.
Yeah.
And, you know, and did what they did. Of course, you know, when you go into a movie like this, you know what the outcome is. You know, it's going to be a sad ending.
Yeah.
So, but
surprisingly, in our theater, some people clapped in the end of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
No, our theater was quiet. It was quiet hush over the audience, but there was no depression. Mm-hmm. Like when I saw Schindler's List and when I saw Passion of the Christ, especially Passion of the Christ, you could cut the sadness and tension in the air with a knife. With this one, it was kind of like, maybe this was closure for some people who were still having issues dealing with 9/11 or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But our audience wasn't that big either. You know, I mean, it was, you know, there was people in there, but it wasn't a big crowd. How big was your crowd when you went to go see it?
I don't know. It was pretty full. It was pretty.
It was pretty full.
Pretty full, and just, like I said, when people clapped, there were about probably 8 or 9 of them maybe who clapped, but you know, they're silently, and it's pretty obvious other people were affected. They were by the movie, and that they were moved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty quiet except for these some people. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they've seen it a couple of times already, or they just
I have no desire to see this movie more than once. Somebody went to go see it another time. Yeah, that's sick. Yeah, this is one of those movies that fall into that category where it's a great film. It's an amazing film, but it's so emotionally draining that I have no desire to see it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's pretty much a very full weekend for you and me, huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your weekend? What did you do?
Actually, I was in New Orleans. I flew to New Orleans last Friday night.
That's why I told the listeners you probably had a better weekend than I did.
Yeah, I had fun. I went to see Mike, and Saturday we went to Jazz Fest, and it was great. I mean, you know, what's special about Jazz Fest, besides the music, is the food.
Mm-hmm.
The food there, usually, well, the food, some of the food that they offer there are usually just, they only appear or they only serve during Jazz Fest. You can't find mm-hmm. them in any restaurant, like Crawfish Monica, Crawfish Sacks, and Oyster.
Crawfish Sacks, what?
Crawfish sack. I think that's how they call it. It's some kind
okay.
of. It's pretty good. And
I thought you were saying they were offering crawfish sack. So I was like, huh? What?
Well, they serve oyster patties. There's this crawfish Monica that they serve. It's, you know, it looks like macaroni and cheese, but it's not really. It's some kind of Alfredo sauce, and it's got crawfish in it. It's very yummy. Hmm. And
they serve it with a side of crawfish Chandler?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, actually, whenever I order that, I always call it, you know, Crawfish Lewinsky.
Oh, God.
But anyway,
that would be a dish entirely different.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot of food, lots of food. And a lot
of
people.
It would be high in protein, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, let me see. As for the music, we saw Herbie Hancock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Didn't know he's still alive. Actually, we didn't really see him. It's just that we heard him because there's just so many people. There's this tent called the Jazz Tent, and mm-hmm. there's just, you know, thousands of people inside, and no one could really see us on stage. And we were standing outside under the sun, and as soon as we heard just probably one or two songs, we had to leave because, you know, it's hot, and we had to move somewhere, and we were hungry. So,
how was the turnout? Most importantly, because this is the first Jazz Fest since Hurricane Katrina.
I should say it's just like last year. Yeah.
I was gonna say they didn't have it last year.
It's just like the previous Jazz Fest. Oh yeah, it's pretty much right. Last year, like when it was around. April or May, the Jazz Fest mm-hmm. from last year. Yeah. Anyway, so it was good, except that it's hard to sit on the grass this time because the last time we were there for Jazz Fest, it's you know, it's all green grass and everything, but now it's all mud.
Yeah. kind of, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's all mud.
The vegetation hasn't grown back yet.
Yeah, the grass hasn't grown back yet. So, yeah, it's okay. And as long as we were there, it was kind of, the weather was kind of okay. It's very, very windy. I don't know why. It's just so windy. We get, when we were eating our food, we always get some sand in our food.
Oh, nice.
But it's okay. But what's good about it, that Saturday, last Saturday when we went, we watched Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah. He was there?
Yeah. And when they played...
Because I knew the main headline for Sunday was Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, we didn't go for the
boss. I didn't hear anything
though
about Dave Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Went for Dave Matthews. And to all our surprise, The Edge of U2 became a, you know, came on stage and jammed
Whoa.
With Dave Matthews. It's pretty cool. I have some pictures. I think I'll post it. I'll post it cool. on the website.
And then I know there's a lot of bitches out there who went to the Coachella Valley here in California last weekend. To all you bitches who went to the Coachella Valley and got to see like the Scissor Sisters and Depeche Mode and Madonna, eat it. No, I'm just kidding. I hope you had a good time.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Baby Daddy. Daddy Baby? Baby Daddy. It's kind of cute. From Scissor Sisters, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to New Orleans. It's pretty much just what we did. And then that's when Sunday we watched United 93. So
mm-hmm.
it's pretty much the summary of our weekend.
So let's see. You spent your weekend in New Orleans, and I spent my weekend in Richmond. Who had the better weekend? Okay, our next topic is something interesting that actually came across my path when I was talking to a friend online, and something that I want to bring up on the show. I don't agree with it, but it should spark an interesting conversation. A friend of mine, I'm not going to reveal his name, feels a little perturbed with the bear community right now because he feels that a lot of people are joining the bear community now because it's considered trendy. I don't agree with that, to be honest with you. I don't think that it's all of a sudden becoming trendy to be a bear. I mean, if it was trendy to be a bear, then we would see more bears in gay advertisements and the gay rags and stuff.
Yeah.
We would see a lot more corporate-sponsored bear events. Bear events would be advertised a lot more than regular gay events are. And, you know, if it was trendy to be a bear, we would have boutiques that sold fashion-designed, cut-off flannel shirts and torn jeans and
yeah.
stuff like that. And we
get
would
her
see,
done shirts.
Exactly. We would see a lot of get her done shirts, you know. So I honestly don't think the bear community is becoming trendy. The one thing that does disturb me is that there is something. I don't know if this is happening nationwide or not, but I did notice it's starting to happen in the Bay Area. There's people who, you know, are former twinks, former circuit boys, former, you know, party boys that have decided to stop being anorexic and also stop, you know, eating too much. And they've also stopped waxing their bodies or shaving. And now because of that, they feel they are bears. However, they still have the mentality of circuit boys.
Okay.
And that I don't agree with. That's not a bear right there. But as for people just joining the gay community because they feel that being a bear is trendy, I don't agree with that. What do you feel?
Well, let me see. I don't know. I haven't really encountered this before. And I don't know. I would say, like, I was thinking about people, like straight people trying to do what gay people do, and they're metrosexuals, right?
Metrosexuals.
So what do you call them if these guys are trying to be bears, or like bear sexual or something? Or
Ger sexual? Ger sexual.
Ger sexual. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, I don't see it too much. I mean, where did you hear this, by the way?
Well, apparently I was chatting with him on a chatter, actually, and apparently he was saying this because he's noticed that a lot of people have suddenly started joining Bear 411 and other, you know, bear chats and stuff like that. And he's like, what is it becoming? It's disgusting me because it's all of a sudden now becoming trendy for people to join, you know, the bear community. And I honestly think what it is that people are just finally giving up on trying to live the whole gay stereotype. Mm-hmm. You know, having to have to look a certain way, act a certain way, listen to certain things, watch certain things and stuff like that. And just being themselves, you know, which is what the big community is all about. You know, don't have to worry about waxing and yeah. Just be yourself and, you know, good time,
easy,
you
exactly.
know. You know, so I just think that more people are just getting comfortable with themselves and not trying to follow the pack. And maybe they're just now getting word about, you know, people who are just like them. And they're just going out and trying to explore what this whole thing is about. So,
I have a theory, though. It is possible that people's preferences are changing. Don't you think? Like maybe
in what way?
I don't know. That maybe they're these guys who are trying to get in the bear scene are, you know, they may be getting attracted to bears. Who knows?
Oversaturation of Abercrombie and Finch. Do you think?
Yeah, maybe. So, audience, let me see. What do you guys think? Maybe you can give us some feedback about that.
Yeah, do you think that the bear community is becoming quote-unquote trendy? Yeah. You know, let us know. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what you guys have to say about that.
Okay. Okay, guys, our friend here, Excalibur, has news for you guys. Take
I certainly
it away,
do.
Boy.
Okay, as most of you know, after I got back from Texas, I came back partnered, basically.
Aww.
Chris and I are lovey-dovey couples and stuff like that. And I also made the announcement that I was moving in July.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lots of reasons have come into play to where this is actually my last 2.5 weeks in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wow.
I am moving to Dallas much sooner.
When is
that?
And
by much sooner, I mean I'm moving to Dallas on May 27th. Memorial Day weekend, yes.
Wow. Gosh, that's so drastic. Wow.
Well,
but it's better, though, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's many reasons which I refuse to go into detail about right now because it's too much drama. But the most important reason why I'm moving, and I can't see how you and Mike are able to handle the relationship that you guys have, because it's difficult. I mean, I guess maybe it's because you've been in the relationship for a while or something, I don't know, but you know, Chris and I's relationship is so young that the whole distance thing is tearing us apart. And to be quite honest with you, I miss the fucker. I really do. And I know he's missing me to death. He even confessed to me that he was ready to do a Whitney Houston bodyguard thing when I was at the security gate and just run after me and tell me not to go home.
Oh, okay.
But he misses me a lot, and I miss him a lot. And the thing is when I was in Dallas and when I was with him, while I was around him, for the first time in a long time, I felt at home.
Okay.
He feels like home to me, and I'm missing home right now. So, and I promised to do this without crying, so hold on. Okay.
Okay, take a deep breath.
Yeah. I promised to do this without crying because I don't want it to be too sappy, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll
just think of nasty thoughts like mm-hmm. Anna Nicole Smith licking her own twat or something. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, I miss Chris. I really do. I love Chris. I miss him a lot. And it's just, I want to be with him. And the sooner that I get back into his arms, the better. And he's done a lot of twisting of my arm to get me to move sooner. And he's finally won. Chris got his way. So, yeah. So, and to be honest with you, I'm ready. I'm honestly ready to move. I'm ready to be part of his life, and I'm ready to start a new journey.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, to answer your question how Mike and I would work it out.
Yes, how do you guys work it out?
I don't know. We just, you know, we just really are committed. Plus, we surround ourselves with friends who are very supportive. Mm. And that's how it is. And, you know, whenever he comes over, we go out with friends. And at night, and there will be weekends or even evenings that we'll be together, just watch a DVD. And he would cook, and I would clean up. And
you would make babies.
Yeah, make babies later on. And then eat, clean up, and then make babies again, you know. And then whenever I go to New Orleans, yeah, it's just the same. And we would go to the bars and meet some friends, meet our friends there, and go back home again just to, you know, just to spend quality time. And in some ways, not seeing him for a while at a time, it kind of helps the for us, okay, just for us. It helps the our relationship to, you know, we tend to miss each other, that it's a big party whenever we see each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. That's just how our relationship goes. So I'm very happy with that.
Well, they do say absence makes the heart grow fonder, and I mean, it's definitely true with Chris and I. I mean, I really miss the guy. I really do. And I mean, our relationship is, you know, fresh and young. We just, you know, started our relationship just a few months ago, you know, so it's still brand new for us. So the whole distance thing is really hard. It honestly is. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, if maybe we were in the relationship for 10 years or something like that, then something like this was supposed to happen, then, you know, I'm pretty sure we could probably handle the distance thing a little easier than we are right now, but it's really hard. And I know that he's not heard it enough from me out there, because my life has just been so busy and hectic since I got back from Dallas. But Chris, I love you. I absolutely love you. And I absolutely miss you. And I can't wait to be back in your arms on the 27th. I really can't.
Well, good luck on that. I mean, it's going to be a few, 2 weeks now, and
exactly.
So
I have to hustle my butt.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I mean, I know people are not used to hearing me this way, but I'm sorry. I'm fighting back the urge to cry right now. I really am, but...
You want me to cut it? You want me to cut it for a while?
No, it's okay.
It's okay? You want to
maybe
some water?
Let's move on to
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Here is a bear from Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm looking at beardar.com. His name is Dave, and he goes by Yay Cub. Yeah, Y-A-Y Cub. Okay, let me see here. Hair type, medium cut. Eye color, brown. He's married to a man, of course. And social drinker. Very fluent in English and some French. And he likes playing with himself. Yeah, during his free time, that's what he does, I guess. And he likes amusement parks. And he's a Pisces. Nice. And brown hair, body type average, and spiritual but not religious, and his lighthearted humor. Good. Okay, so let me see here. He's not looking for anyone, really. He's got a relationship. He says that it's 3 years of bliss with his husband, Xander. And he just heard about the site, you know, bigbeardar.com from Big V Bear, from a podcast. So he listens to podcasts too. Oh, that's cool. So he's looking for muscle cubs, muscle bear, grizzly cub bear. Yeah. And he's into friendship, conversations, and, you know, any kind of chat, I guess. And let me see. His sexual interests. That's what I like about Bear Dar. It's very detailed here. Okay. Voyeurism, porn, oral sex, muscles, masturbation, massage, kissing, body contact, Bears, balls, and anal sex. Who doesn't? Okay. He also has a Bear 411 profile. Let me read his blurb here. Hi, woofers. Looking for some good-humored chat and expand circle of friends. I enjoy the usual bearish hobbies, cooking, traveling, computers, gaming, sci-fi, weightlifting, scuba diving, and music from the defunct 80s industrial bands. Blissfully partnered with Xander Bear. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. Yeah, he's quoting Morrissey. And, yeah, so check his website or his profile in bearder.com. He is Yay Cub. Okay, guys, I have some bear events for you guys. Oh, I haven't been doing some bear events lately, so we have to catch up. Okay, so Bear on Liberty Weekend in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, May 11th. Okay, the Liberty Bears of Philadelphia would like to announce their fourth annual Bears on Liberty Weekend and to be held in the City of Brotherly Love, May 11th to 14th, 2006. Their previous year's weekends have garnered national recognition, and the club is planning this year's events to build on that foundation. So, visit the website, libertybears.net/BOLW2006. Yeah, that's Bear on Liberty Weekend. The link will be on the website. Okay, how about Chubby's Chasers and Bears? Oh my. Cleveland, Ohio, May 14th. Cleveland's first big man, chubby, and bear event ever. Please come and see all the Cleveland Bears and Chubs and Chasers for a whole weekend of fun and frolic. Okay, the website is northcoastweekend.com. Bears in Paradise, St. Petersburg, Florida, May 18th. It's for 4 days. It's the Growlers' annual Bear and Friends Run at the Suncoast Resort in St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah, I miss St. Petersburg. I used to go there when I was with my ex before. Yeah, I used to go to St. Petersburg in, you know, Tampa. But anyway, okay. It's a laid-back, relaxing getaway, sure to be among the best times you've had. Check it out and join the fur and fun. So check out the website, westfloridagrowlers.com. Okay, Chub Scouts Jamboree. Okay, Jamboree. Chub Scouts Jamboree 6 in Angola, Indiana, May 19th. It's a Chub Chaser, Bear, and Cub weekend in Indiana. Games, contests, 50-50 raffle, and lots of prizes. All lodging, food, and drink included in registration fee. Starts at $95. Wow. Luau by the lake. Interesting. Okay, check out the website at JubScoutsJamboree.com. And of course, haha, Bear Watch. Yeah, Bear Watch. Yeah, it's going to be Bear Watch Galveston in May 19th, 2006. Okay, so each year, more than 200 bears from all over the U.S. converge in Galveston, Texas for our event. We make the beach our home for a weekend and have the best parties in South Texas. Excuse me. we have a day at the beach with lunch provided, a sit-down dinner where you are encouraged to wear your best bathing suit or Speedos, because then we have the best pool party South Texas ever seen ever. Then on Sunday, breakfast will be provided. There will be plenty of food, drink, and play to go around with. And so get registered early by following the link on this page. Yeah, the link is HoustonAirBears.com/BearWatch. Yep, that's my club. Yay! So if you guys, it's not too late. Right now, after May 1st, the registration is increased to 65. But in any case, it's going to be fun. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be fun. Bear Albany presents Smokin', Albany, New York, May 20th. Smokin' Hot Men, with smoking hot cigars, and best of all, we'll be serving smoking hot wings. Doors to the Bear Den open at 9 p.m. And best of all, there is an outside smoking deck located off of the second floor bar for those who want to indulge. Yes, as always, prizes, giveaways, and drink specials. Email them at bearnightalbany@gmail.com or visit their website at bearalbany.com. And a special birthday greeting to Umpar. His Jim. Well, that's the way he pronounced it. He was when I had him as Wolf of the Bear a few months ago. I've always thought it was Iompar, I-O-M-P-A-R. And he goes by Eerie Boy in Bear 411. Okay, so happy birthday, Jim. So I hope you have a good one. All right, that's it for Bear Events, guys.
The Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Oof. What a bear.
Okay, here's a voicemail that I'd like you guys to hear. It's from our friend in California.
Hey, Nard, it's Big V Bear from BearNard.com here in beautiful San Diego. I drove down from the OC and down here at church. It's what they call the hole bar down here in San Diego. So they ask you, hey, you want to go to church? Anyway, it's beautiful down here, and I know you had a tough week, and I just wanted to call you and let you know that we love you. Bye.
Aww, thank you, Vito. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vito. Yeah, it's been a tough week, but...
been a tough week, but we survived. We're moving on, and I just want to thank, you know, everybody out there who sends us kind words and everything. You all get nice kisses and hugs and snuggles. Oh, wait a minute. No, those are reserved for Chris. Okay, you guys get spanks and licks and titty twisters. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, and I also got an email from David from BearCity.com.
It's, oh, really?
He's getting ready for some news. Probably I'll have him in the show one of these days, and I'm just waiting for him to give me the go signal. And I'm talking about Bear City, as in BearCity.com, and he's going to be in the show probably in a future episode.
If you guys haven't done it yet, go claim yourself a free profile right now. The website hasn't officially launched. He just has a page up there now to where you can sign up, put your email in, and reserve a spot so that way you can sign up for a free profile with his new chat service. So go there, BearCity.com, and that's city spelled C-I-T-I.
Yeah. All right, a few shout-outs also. Well, since we're talking about David, here's a common friend of ours. His name is Billy Ray. He's actually part of the Houston Area Bears, and he's helping out in the Bear Watch preparations. And I was with him last Tuesday night, and we were preparing, Jello shots and the run packets that we're going to give at the Bear Run at Bear Watch in May 19th.
Were you testing the Jello shots too?
No, I didn't. No, the kids did it. The kids did the test. No, there were no kids involved.
Oh, the kids did, huh?
No, there were no kids involved.
Oh yes, yeah. That's nice. Pull the school kids in. And, here, no, it's lime flavored. Oh, trust me, it's lime flavored.
But you know what's funny? When we were putting up the the run packets, just thousands and thousands of condoms. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
We've been filling it up. So you guys who are going to Bear Watch, you'll be receiving about at least 6 condoms in your run packet.
So you're encouraging them to have sex.
Well, it's always, it's always encouraged no matter what. But
it's going to happen anyway. What are you talking about?
It's going to happen anyway. It's just that, do it safely, right?
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's about Bear Watch. Yeah, guys, remember, May 19th, if you guys are in town, okay, there's another plug. I already said it a while ago in the Bear Events portion. But anyway, okay, a few shout-outs. Shout-out to Adobe. He's awesome. Adobe, he's from Greece, okay? He's been sending me stuff, and he sent a podcast intro, for the Fair... for the show, and thank you very much, Adobe. Also, he also sent a video intro that I might be able to use when I post videos in the future. So probably I'll use that in on the videos that that will come out from Bear Watch. So thank you very much. You're so amazing, Adobe. You're so talented. Thank you.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And how about you? Any shout-outs on your side?
I have a couple of shout-outs. I have a shout-out. I have two different shout-outs to do to two different Rickies, actually. First of all, Ricky out in – and ironically, they both live in Florida. different parts of Florida, though. Ricky – my dear friend Ricky Online, who on LiveJournal is known as Miller Times 77, and his name on Burful One eludes me at this time. He's going to kick my ass when he hears this. But he has started his own podcast now, and it's on iTunes. It's called Foul Monkeys. And he does the show with a person named Gina.
Gina.
Gina. But however, he has Gina spelled Gina, G-I-N-A.
Okay.
So it's not Ricky and it's not Ricky and Gina. It's Ricky and Gina. So
okay,
but the name of his show is Foul Monkeys, and you can also find it at foulmonkeys.com. And it's got the feel of a morning show. Basically, imagine two catty, bearish queens with a radio morning show.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. You got the idea. It's a fun show. It's brand new. He's recorded a pilot episode, and he also has an official episode one, and they're both available to download now on iTunes. So go check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Let me see his website, foulmonkeys.com. Yeah, I'll put the link on the website. Wow, congratulations on your new podcast, Ricky. Wow.
Welcome to the podcasting world, Ricky. I hope you're ready for it.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to become a school teacher, too? Ooh.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
Ooh,
very controversial.
Okay, well, best of luck of that then. Just don't ever run for politicians. But I do want to say to Ricky out there that what you're doing on your show, keep it up. Yeah,
yeah.
Your whole flavor and feel that you have on the show, keep doing it. It's great. Don't like Adam Curry once said, don't mess with the sauce. So.
Okay.
The other shout out I want to give is to Ricky Brigade. And Ricky Brigade lives in Orlando, Florida, and he does a podcast also, and this feeds into my Disney geekdom. It's called Inside the Magic with Ricky Brigade, and I've actually been in contact with him a little bit, and I've given him little tidbits about stuff that's happening on the West Coast, because he's more in tune with what's going on the East Coast, but wants to hear about what's going on with the West Coast for Disney stuff, let him know what I've known and stuff, and helped him out a little bit on his show. Unfortunately, the West Coast days are coming to a close soon, but I wanted to give him a great shout-out because he's got an excellent show out there. If you are a Disney geek, specifically a Disney theme park geek, I highly recommend this show. It's once a week. It's about a little over an hour. They just not too long ago celebrated their one-year anniversary on the show, so congratulations to Ricky Brigade out there on your 100th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to check out what the show is all about, it's very professionally done. I believe he is on the Pod Show Network now. He can be downloaded on iTunes under Inside the Magic, but you can also go to his website, which is kind of long, so bear with me here. The website is www.distantcreations.com/Inside the Magic.
Okay. Very nice website. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. It's very
Like I said, it's a very classy website. It's also a very classy show. He's apparently gotten permission to use the theme park music on his show. He works in connection with Disney, and he also works in connection with websites out there like MiceAge.com and MousePlanet.com, and he just recently teamed up with DoomBuggies.com, which is a website tribute to the Haunted Mansion. So, and he has contests on there all the time. He gives away great prizes. Sometimes he does what is known as phone-in contests, where if you give him his phone number, he could possibly call you over the weekend and ask you trivia questions so you can win a great prize. And he will post little, like, 12-second segments of something from Disney theme park, and you have to guess where it is in the theme park and stuff. So it's a fun show. It's an absolutely fun show.
So what's the theme song, It's a Small World?
Oh, he's used that before on his show, and yeah, so he the thing that's great is that the music that he uses on the show is not just of current attractions, but he's also used music from attractions that no longer exist, and it's just it's a great selection. It's very well produced, very well done, very professional, and I highly enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
My final shout out, of course, is Bear Wash. You would swear I'm the spokesmodel for Bear Wash, but I'm not. Again, this is a product I believe in. I use it myself. It's great. You can find them at bearwash.com. It's a shampoo and conditioner that has been specifically designed for your beard and goatee to get them nice and soft and clean and conditioned. You can use it as regular shampoo and conditioner. I was also just told that the conditioner also works as a sunburn relief.
What?
Moisturizer.
Really?
So I guess the Bear Wash conditioner is starting to become the WD-40 of the bear world. I don't know. Yeah, with its multiple uses.
Next time we know, it's going to be used for lube.
Oh, you never know.
You never know. No, I
you never that. Know. You never know. There's probably a million uses for that stuff. So
yeah. But, actually, we were talking about that last Tuesday when we were talking about it, and I think the guys at Houston Area Bears, when we were stuffing the run packets, and we're talking about the bear podcast, and somebody heard about Bear Wash. I think they want to try it out
as a lubricant.
Well, no, we're not stuffing Bear Wash as lubricants in our run packets. No, we just want to order it or somehow get some or try some from the website. So
we can order it from the website very easily, and they also have a little demo movie where they talk about it and stuff like that. It's a great product. It's a really good product. I have no problem in endorsing it because it really does work.
Didn't you say you tried it on your pubes?
You have to bring that up again, don't you?
I know. I just there must be. There
you
might
have
be
a strange fascination with my pubes, Mr. Maynard. I better not tell you that I take a hot comb to them as well, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's. I know it's off limits now. Your pubes are off limits now.
Okay. I not only use the Bear Wash down there, but I also use Curl Activator. So it looks like that it has a happy little afro. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so a few more shout-outs. Bob and Jeff in Boston. They're on their way to Toronto very soon. I think they're going to watch Bare Naked Ladies. That's So I hope you guys have fun at that concert, okay? All right, so anything, anyone you want to greet?
Well, of course, Chris, my honey. I'll be there in 2.5 weeks, honey. Yay! Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I guess that's pretty much it. Oh, quick shout out to Babalu. If you guys haven't checked out Babalu's website yet, I would. It's actually kind of fun. It demonstrates just how big. I thought I was a big pop culture whore. Babalu's a big pop culture whore. He really is. Mm-hmm. And the website proves it. I mean, he not only used his website to promote himself and his upcoming comedy appearances and stuff, but shows how big of a pop culture whore. And he has a massive collection of Paul Stanley pictures. Paul Stanley from Kiss looking gay. So,
he does look gay. Gosh. Mm-hmm.
And he's also right now compiling a list of one-hit wonders. And it's actually sparked a little bit of a discussion on LiveJournal also about one-hit wonders. So yeah. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It's www.babalurocks.com.
R-O-X.com.
Yes, it's about R-O-X. And the lucky bastard just recently met Leslie Ann Warren and got her to autograph his Clue poster. For those of you who vaguely know that name, she's... if you're a fan of the movie Clue, the movie, she played Scarlet, Miss Scarlet. She's been on a lot of stuff, though. Leslie Ann Warren's a great actress. She's been on Will and Grace. She's been in a ton of films. She was in Victor Victoria. Too many to name just off the top of my head. But he's a lucky bastard for meeting them. Now he just needs to get some more signatures, and he's got himself a true collector's item on his hand.
Wow. Well, yeah, so actually I chatted with the Babalu a few days ago during the day, and I was on my way home then, so I kind of cut it. So, yeah, so shout out, Babalu. All right, so I guess that wraps the show.
Well, one little quick announcement that I need to make also to people. Normally, at this point, you know, we give our contact information, but I need to let you know that in the next few weeks, if you try sending me an email, if you try contacting me on BearDar or on Bear411 or anything, first of all, I've canceled my Bear411 account. I have opened up a brand new one, but I haven't really had a chance to really access it or anything. And I don't have access to email. And the reason being is our computer finally crapped out and died here. I'm not going to go into details as to why, because it's a long story. but I don't have access to online right now. So if you do need to get a serious message to me, go ahead and still email me at xcalibera@gmail.com. I try to get down to the public library to get access to their computer, but there's so many damn ghetto kids out there accessing their MySpace that that it's hard to fight for a computer. But still, you know, you can still email me if you want, but it'll probably be a while till you hear back from me.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, check him out at xcalibera@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can also find my BearDar account, and I'm known as xcalibera on BearDar.
Okay. Cool. Well, you can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com and visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. And voicemail line, leave your voice messages at 206-222-BEAR. That's at 206-222-2327. And leave a voice message and play in the show.
And don't forget to, you know, send in your messages either by email or by voicemail about the topic that we talked about with the bear community becoming trendy. Do you believe it's becoming trendy? Do you not believe in that phrase? You know, we'd like to know from you. We really would.
Yeah. Okay. Send us email and voicemail. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Many whoops and many hugs.
Awesome.